KK4RQM. Monitoring.
KXP monitoring.
Yo, good to see y'all finally decided to show up. I was fixing to shut the radio off and go to bed.
Great. You know, we're getting the family back together, and we need to do this, guys. You know, it's relaxing.
I would take a gamble and try and call John, but not my luck, he's probably in bed. Y'all carry on, and I will give him a holler right now.
KXP.
Put you to work, Ditchy. KK4FTU.
KK4HXB, KK4FTU. Yeah. She got hung in the outhouse the other night. And I'm going to tell you what. It took me an hour and a half to get her unstuck.
Put you to work, so you quit messing with those outhouses.
No, I'm kind of thinking about this and doing some, you know, do some redneck engineering. I'm going to take and get me a big old air pressure tank, and I'm going to put it out there in the backyard and tie it into the outhouse. So when she gets stuck, I just mash a button and it blows her off of it.
K4OIM, Roger, is landing.
Oh, Roger that.
Don't be monitored. Step on in here with us. Name here is Richard. Talking with Earl, KK4HXB.
Oh, I think I talked to you two guys last night. But, him talking about putting other tanks out there. I used to work for this company. We put in septic tanks and sewer lines and done repairs. And this, two-story house, this lady, we pumped a septic tank and it was still, we run a snake up through the line and couldn't get it, it loose. Something was clogged up in there. And, my boss man got down in the tank and took the hose and he busted the concrete tee off and stuck the hose in there where the line comes in. He stuck it in that line. And told me to go up and fire the pump up and put it on reverse instead of sucking. And when I did, the lady was in the house on the commode. we had to pay to get her bathroom redone and everything. It blew her off and blew crap everywhere.
4RQO, one down, one to go.
If you dialing up again.
AK4FTU.
Good forgotten mercy days. We're getting them all in here now. Richard, I almost forgot your call sign.
Thank you very much since May because of being busy out there at BMW.
My place to get busy at anyway. So now I know Richard's here, Cody's here, I'm here, I'm more close by. Frequency.
Sheba trying to get his snack back. You know how she is with her food.
Hand mic on, he's got some kind of studio set up or something. Foot pedal goes out on him or something. Or just keep it simple, either use a hand mic like we're doing or get him a headset with box control off the radio.
I have Vox control better, but I'm using a hand mic.
Now, I tell you, if I ever break down and buy a multi-band radio there, like a FT991A or something like that, I might honestly consider doing that one day. And I don't know, I've chewed on the idea of doing a 991A or something like that. Yeah, and then hook my Hilpro 7 up to that thing and just sit back, use the box, hands-free, so I can read the Sears catalog or play on the computer. That Hilpro headset is something amazing there, that's for sure.
Well, I didn't grow up go up using the Sears catalog for necessary paper, but that might be a better deal than, I don't know, is Sears still in existence now? Don't really know. And Cody, you're breaking up a little bit.
KK Bart says.
But it seemed to work. Go ahead, Richard.
Earlier before I got stepped on, Earl's probably fighting Sheba trying to get his snack back from her, because you know how she is with her food. Okay, she's a big old girl, KK4FTU.
But in that stepping thing contest, you won. So don't feel too bad about it.
Boy, the one-eyed monster hit that big old switch of dims the lights in the house now.
Richard, you ever do anything with that D-104 I gave you? You were going to paint it or something, weren't you?
I moved it around a little bit. I haven't done anything with it yet. I want to set it up with my Kenwood, but haven't done that yet.
What model Kenwood is it? Oh, I'd do well with that, sure enough. Yeah, well, I'm not looking to get it back or anything. I didn't want you to get the wrong idea there. I just was curious what if you'd ever done anything with it at this point, but that's a pretty good plan with the 830. Go ahead, Cody.
Roger. Well, I'll tell you something John, that I got in the works. If I ever take the tower down, one of these days I may have to, but I got a 15 element Yagi I might stick up on the tower for VHS usage there.
How tall is your tower?
You get a 2 meter beam and take my Antron off the top. That'd be about maybe 35, 40 feet tall.
Kind of a tower. Just making sure I had it. I don't have any kind of a tower, but I've got, I'm trying to think what it is, how many elements it is. I've got 2 meters, 11 maybe, 11 element beam. Not sure. Anyway, we could do some talking then.
I really wanted to get crafty with it. Figure out a way to tie both them beams together. Yeah, that's what I might do. I might figure out a way to tie both them beams together into one connector. Yeah, that might be an idea. Just hook them all up there. Have one big old beam going.
And BMW now, huh?
Been out there just over 2 years, and now I'm an official BMW employee.
We were at BMW, you know, when we were talking last. Well, that's great, I guess. As long as you like it, that's the thing. And I'm sure they're probably paying you pretty darn good, so that's another thing. And then if you're able to buy you a few radio-related hobby items, that's even more of a thing.
Well, I have acquired another one. I've got a TS-480 now.
200 watt or 100 watt?
What Mars thing done to it?
You were talking about 991. I don't think I'm familiar with it, but is it a small version? I think it is, if I'm thinking right.
It's not half the size of a 450D there, but in fact a whole lot more in the package. You got VHF, UHF, Z4FM, the N2 Fusion, and HF. Six through 160, and if I did the Mars mod, I would also have 11 meters in there. So, yeah, that would literally be a complete check in the box.
I'm from the era, I think that's what it really is, Cody. I'm from the era of I like big radios. What about you, Richard?
At work.
There you go.
Buy good.
Earl!
Buy good quality. If you can't afford to get in the game, then set it aside.
And put on your ruffled little bottom skirt and your sleeveless top and go out there and cheer for the ones that can.
Oh, that's for sure. If you're going to get into this, I'm getting ready to buy me some 2,000-watt amps and get me some good radios. I'm going to build my ham shack up this summer.
Well, if you get to sell any stuff, I can't remember what it was, but there was some radio you had there that I kind of drooled over. I think it was an older 2-meter radio, but I don't know. Earl, it is so darn good to hear you. I've thought about you and thought about you even today. Today, you had sent me a card. It was when I was in the hospital one time or whatever, sick one time. And I kept the envelope. Always kept that envelope. And today I was looking at that envelope and I thought, dang, I have got to get in touch with Earl. It is so good to hear you, man.
Yeah, King of 4-H XP Friday. You know, good God, I love you guys. You know, you guys are family. And Richard and myself and John, we had this little show going, and we've had people come in and say that they've never laughed so hard in their life. I want to get that back up and running.
I don't know where for sure we do. We'd have to talk about that. I wouldn't want to offend anybody. You know, if someone said, oh, we're doing it here, like that. You know, I wouldn't want anything like that. So we need to be careful about where we do it and whatever, and invite anybody to come on in whenever they want to do that. Go ahead, Richard.
Good to hear you, John. It's been a while since I've talked to you. Cody's made sure I've been still around kicking. I finally heard from Earl. He's been busy.
Looking like it. Just looking at a tutorial video on how to operate that 991A. I might just be tempted to buy that thing and then sell some of these other radios I got. But I think, if memory serves correct, I think it has 50 watts on 2 meters, maybe 50 watts on 70 centimeters, and 100 watts on HF, but I justify keeping two separate radios for the reason of, I might want to listen to HF while I'm coughing on the VHF, but I have rarely ever turned two radios on and listened to one while talking on the other, so I'm kind of a mind now just to sell what I got here and get one of those. To rub it in my brother's face. I know it ain't right to talk about this on there, but yeah, whatever. He's got Nikon 7600, if I remember correct, or something, you know? He's got some kind of Bicom rig he set up for 11 meters, and I'm like, fella, all the effort and time thing, I can do it for a lot cheaper and have a lot better radio. And still be able to do everything else, but I got a ticket to do it. I'm not even going to talk about what he's doing. That thing, but it just makes me mad at the same time. You can use your imagination to come to a level.
I think you need to check your mic cord. It sounds, now as I listen to it more, you know, I told you it was real scratchy and stuff. It sounds like it would be a mic cord issue. Unplug it, plug it back in, take a look at it, unplug it, whatever, and check it that way, because you are just really breaking up. But I forgot all you said, but it was rather scratchy.
Roger, roger. Well, you know, I'm at a C-Max, too. I'm just sitting here. I ain't moving the thing or doing nothing, so I don't know. Just remember all the time we used to talk back a few years ago, and Earl would be like, hey, you need to swing your beam a little this way, a little that way, and I'd get that sweet spot, and then he'd be just fine, so I have no idea.
KG4GFU. What you been doing with yourself?
Well, he's been having issues. Excuse me, there are issues with whatever radio he's been running. So I don't know. I think you might need to get some bubble gum and stick in that thing and nail it down or something. Maybe just put a bullhorn on top of his house there and holler through the other soup can there.
Oh, put that dog down.
I had to step outside with my dog.
I don't have a dog to step outside with, but we're going to get one sometime soon.
Girl.
Sorry, Richard. You had to set your dog outside?
From my brother-in-law. He downsized from 5 to 3 when we took one of them. She's a pit mix. She's a year old and loves being petted.
And just as long as she was happy. I know pits have a bad reputation, but some of them are just as sweet as little babies.
Might just have to look into one of those 991s. Y'all, I tell you, y'all got them. That Hile Pro 7 sounds incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible.
Incredible?
The 7. Excuse me. Headset I use for HF, that thing just sounds, word can't describe it. Heck, a few times I've used on the 11 meter, they'll have folks like, man, you sound so great, what kind of mic you use? And how you operating that thing? I'm not operating, I'm talking through the mic right here with no hands. That's called Fox. They're like, we know what Fox is, but what kind of mic you use? And just messing up. I'm not using a mic, I'm using a headset. And then they'd be like, well, what kind of mic are you using with a headset? I'm like, it's called a Hile Pro 7. It's a mic with a headset, kind of like what they use in aircraft. It's so fun messing with it like that. But yeah, that Hile Pro 7, it's got a really good sound. It's just incredible. I mean, it ain't the cheapest thing out there, that's for sure. It is well worth every penny you pay for it, that's for sure.
Okay, employee, text me for ID. KG4 GFU for whatever reason. But Ben, what have you been doing yourself? I don't know, my radio's gone crazy. It, you know, I got a boom mic and everything's working fine. When I key up, the radio shuts down. Inside.
I mean, you know, obviously a power issue of some sort, whether it is that when you key down, it's drawing more power than it can take or something. I don't know. That's a weird one. But obviously it's a power issue, I'm sure.
Oh, roger that, but when I screw the factory mic back in, everything works fine.
And check into your other microphone there. Send your boom mics with it. Oops, I think I keep with you. Which thing?
Yeah, I got a Hill boom mic that I normally talk to you guys on, but, you know, it's kind of gone crazy.
Your women, but not your radio equipment.
Issue something or a wiring issue there, Earl.
Well, I just done what I had to do and my factory mic cut the radio off.
Put you off too?
Roger that.
Well, then I guess I'd go into the mic connector inside the radio where you screw your mic in and see if there's a loose wire there.
Oh, roger that. I just hit the key and it blanked for a minute.
Your wife, she does that too?
Oh, roger that. Mine too.
What are you doing?
Hold on just a minute. I'll get her in here and let you talk to her.
Here, Deb. Here, Deb.
Mercy. So, how much food did y'all stuff down your neck today for the New Year? But, you know, it's funny, everybody talks about losing weight, New Year's resolution. But to sit down at the table and eat like they ain't ate in 6 months, it's kind of comical to think about.
I had hot dogs today. So, you know, if peas and collards, you know, money and coins or whatever, hot dogs, I guess that would be bad checks. Did you have beans and collards?
Collards, beans, mac and cheese, corn, sweet potatoes, Mexican cornbread,
regular cornbread, mashed taters, meatloaf. What else? Oh, yeah. Three or four good spoonfuls of chow chow. Peanut butter balls for dessert. And about a half gallon of sweet tea to wash it all down. There might be a few other odds and ends out getting in there, but yeah, we pretty much swarmed over the buffet like a boat.
Dipped by the ankles yet? Richard, you still there?
Here, KK4FTU. I'm wondering if he's got a short somewhere and it's grounding out somehow. That or he has an insufficient power supply.
I'm trying to get the wife in here because she's wanting to talk to everybody. KK4HXB Friday. Here's Deb going to holler at you.
Thanks, guys.
Well, Miss Deb, it is good to hear your voice. I can just about see your faces. I kind of remember back and all. And I hope you had wonderful holidays. I hope that Earl didn't drive you too crazy. And it's really good to hear your voice. This is John, KG4GFU.
Well, thank you.
Surprised you ain't locked him in the outhouse there. KK4RQO, old Cody down here in Cleveland, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to make him build me a new one.
KK4FTU, this is Richard.
How are you?
You know, it'd be a whole heck of a lot better if them idiots would just go back to their home state and leave Washington alone.
Into that, Richard.
Even better if they would just create their own state in, say, middle of Iraq or Iran.
One-way ticket to China and let them deal with them.
You got much to say about China? Just save us all the trouble. Put them on a cargo plane, open that back door, kick your butt out over the ocean and be done with it. You know what it say? The ice caps are melting and the fish are getting hungry, feed the sharks.
Tell me about it. We got Brandon for president.
With all that garbage.
You the first place medal there. You cut everyone else's lips off there.
Yeah, it's crazy that we got Brandon for president.
Who?
Repeat.
I said we could send him too.
Roger that.
So stay busy.
The friends that needed help and that's kept me busy.
Good of you. Anytime you reach out and help another person, you have claimed your spot in humanity.
Thank you very much. I feel that way.
Earl and I are going to design you the queen of all queen outhouses.
100 pounds.
400 or 500 more, but, I mean, you know, size is all about size.
And all muscle.
Heck of a lot of muscle. What do you got to say about all that, Earl? How are you putting up with that?
Well, I love my wife and I love my friends. Where you been for the past year?
Let's see, let me think here. I think I've been in the hospital 5 or 6 times. Got out in December here. Was in twice in December for 8 days. And but I'm home now, and I don't think I'm going to be going back anytime soon, but you never know.
2022 is going to be an interesting year, buddy. So we need to all pull together and you know, Deb, she's put on about 180 pounds, you know. That your seat is a little 5'4" woman, 180 pounds, but I can't get rid of her.
To be too big. Go ahead, Richard.
Mine's not that big, but she's keeping me on the straight and narrow.
Yonder in Radio Land,
I like to hear. KK4RQO, KK4HXB. Where you at? You breaking up. 10 degrees northwest.
Well, but I was still thinking that it was a mic issue, but it's not. It's 10 degrees north, what'd you say, east or west?
10 degrees northeast. I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. Turn that thing. Out there, right there, KK4RQ. Oh, no, it won't help you. Now, KK4RQ. You still sound like you're talking in sandpaper. Right there, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Back up, back up, back up. KK4RQ. Getting worse, Cody. You're getting off the mark, man. About right there, KK4RQ. That's 0.55 degrees in. Getting a little better, but still scratchy as, you know, scratchy as can be. 5.9 degrees in. Getting better, getting a lot better. It got much quieter that time. Go ahead and give it just an inch more. 6.1 degrees in. Again, never chasing the dog. But actually, you got a little bit worse that last time, Cody. Take her back just a little bit to 5.9 or whatever. I'm going to swing this thing back around and recalibrate. It might be off just a tad, so give me just 1 minute here. I'm going to try and recalibrate this thing. So I'll be off air for just a couple minutes. Buddy?
KN4 UVG.
His beam, he's down in Cleveland, Georgia, and when he's got it right, he can get into this repeater just fine, but he's been scratchy all night, and I don't know. But anyway, name here is John, KG4GFU. What was your call again?
KN750, radio check.
5, what now? It's 6 o'clock, Richard.
With the wind, because I know up here the wind's been blowing, so it could be that it keeps bumping it and getting it off of what he's got it set at.
Go into the repeaterbook.com. Can you not go into that? And it'll actually give him the coordinates for the repeater. Can you not do that? And that way he'll know exactly where he's aimed at.
He is technologically challenged and all. However, myself, you were just speaking Chinese to me. And although, I mean, I would know the wherewithals and everything to do that, but I couldn't do it.
Way that you can go, that you can pull up like repeaters, and it'll tell you exactly where it's at. And just like this one, I have it set up on the rotor box, you know, to where I know exactly where it's at. I'm at like 5 degrees, and I can be pointed directly at the repeater.
I couldn't right now, anyway. All I've got up is a, I'm trying to think what kind of a 2 meter 440 vertical I'm using, but I can't even remember that. You'll have to excuse me, I've been in and out of the hospital and I just don't remember everything. But I do have a beam out there I'd like to put up at some point. And once again, the name here is John, KG4GFU, and did I not talk to you the other night? Is it Chad?
BKN4, UBG, Gilo, November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, and they'll be located over here in Fountain Inn. I was just sitting back listening to him, trying to get calculated in on the beam, or dialed in on the repeater there. Sometimes I do notice that, you know, if I'm using the beam and it's really windy, and if I drop my wattage on the radio, did I come in the repeater a little bit scratchy due to the wind? Wind changes a lot, so I mean that could be his problem. You know, him being in Georgia. But yeah, there's a way. I don't know how to I don't know how to do it right now. I mean, I'd have to be logged into my app and in order to pull it up. But usually you can pull it up and it'll actually tell you what the degrees is on the rotor in order for you to dial in from your location. There's another way you can do it. I'm trying to think how I've done it that way, but you might be able to go into QRZ and type in the repeater number for the repeater, and it'll actually tell you that way. They give you the location of where you located at, and it'll tell you the degrees of where the actual repeater is. And that way you can log into it that way, and it'll actually tell you, what degrees to actually put the rudder on and actually to hit the repeater.
But things are a lot different these days than they were, shoot, even 10 years ago. All the different ways to access this, that, and the other, and technology, and that kind of stuff in there. I remember when I became a ham 20 years ago, and my first radio, 2-meter radio, was an ICOM IC-30, I believe. It was a crystal-controlled radio. And I enjoyed the heck out of it, though. I think I paid $20 for it, and then I got the stuff to put together a J-pole for another $5, and used that J-pole and that radio for, most of 7-8 years, I guess. But, anywho. Okay, anybody out there getting Richard or Cody, have you gotten straightened out, or who else is out there? I can't remember. Anyway, KG4 GFU.
KK4 FGU, yeah. I've been, I'm on a little slim, Jim. Still haven't got any 2-meter thing up. Too many other projects getting in the way. KK4 FGU.
What yet? I mean, with it. Maybe he's up in the air, up there twisting his beam around.
Getting up on the tower trying to twist his beam around, and the wind blowing like it is now. I know here in Fountain Inn where I'm at, the wind's blowing about 20, 25, 30 miles an hour. Sometimes right behind my neighbor's houses up here on the hill, I can hear the wind whipping through them trees. I can hear it whistling.
I have noticed I'm down here for a Bowser. I'm on Highway 29, about a half mile north of Highway 8. I don't hear a thing out here as far as wind or anything. I don't know.
In the hole here where I'm at, and she's blowing through here pretty good. I got some cedar trees. I got two big cedar trees on both sides of the front of my property, on each side, and you can hear that wind blowing good through them cedar trees. And sometimes it gets up pretty good coming up this valley. Because actually where I'm at, I'm actually looking right back toward Pelzer. I'm looking right down Highway 418 here. And I got a hill on both sides of me. And when that wind comes up the road from the Sphinx, at Prairie View Road and 418 down there, it comes right up this valley and goes out the top up here next to Sunoco.
You text me Friday.
What else you for, Earl?
Yeah, my radio's acting up, and me and Deb sitting here, she's been saying, I want to talk to you guys. So I've been sitting here, I got it right back up and running, so hope everybody's well.
I'm wearing a t-shirt that Deb would appreciate. A friend of mine and I were at the Jockey Lot, probably a year ago. And he said he wanted to get me a t-shirt. And so he did. He told the guy what to put on it. I just got to choose the colors, purple, gold letters. and it says right across it in big, what is this, 3-inch, 4-inch letters, Big Sexy.
Text B, third party, Dev's coming in.
You do. I, just making sure I had it. I went to a doctor visit one time, a cute little girl, about 22, was, you know, was working in the office. She was the upfront girl, whatever. And her and I got to carry on and talk and different things, and told her about this shirt. And she says, I want you to wear it next time you come here. So that was the first time I ever wore that shirt, this shirt, in public. And she liked it.
On that.
Advertise it. I mean, it's just right out there for everybody. But putting it on the shirt just kind of made me feel a little more comfortable, you know. The girls walk by and smile. Some of them can't walk by, but they smile anyway. Tony, have you found your way back yet or not? Here in, Simpsonville, Malden area. Sounds more like Malden to me, but maybe just Simpsonville. Get your honey back in here, too.
Remember coming and visit you in the hospital, and I told you she weighed 300 pounds, but she lost a little bit of weight before she got there.
But, we cannot always determine where we're going to lose our weight from. I didn't know Deb had had any kind of brain issues, though, Rich, Earl. You know, it must have come from upstairs and not down below.
That, you want to talk to her?
Talk. What you been doing? Did you have a good holidays? Did Earl treat you right at Christmas? I mean, let's get the goodies here.
That's good, Timmy. And I'll tell you what we did yesterday. We did a four-wheel drive adventure. And it was funny, but it wasn't funny. But the radio that he put in the Jeep came off the top ledge and hit me dead in the nose. And I have like a, it looks like I'm kin to the red dot people now.
He had better be good. Otherwise, you could milk that one for a lot. You know, you get out in public and you say, please, Earl, don't hit me again. I haven't got one of the last cars.
Trust me, I thought about it.
Over the holidays? That's pretty good, though. A four-wheel adventure.
Yeah, and two, we had someone with an Outback bought a new Outback. I believe it was a Crossfire. And Earl's telling me it was just an Outback. And that thing was amazing because, you know, I'm an Outback chick. I've got a Forester and an Outback. And that thing went over rocks. We had to put something together, but we filmed it. But it is amazing what it did. So, yeah, it was a good time with some friends.
I'm not so blessed, as it were, automotively that way. We have a 2009 Kia Spectra. And I would put myself up against just about anybody in the past as far as driving ability and all. But now that I have hit the age of 67, I'm not doing so good. I'm not doing good on close, tight things. And I traded paint with a guy in a Ingles parking lot a while back. Fortunately, he never decided to claim it, and it wasn't much anyway. But our car, I don't know if there's, I think the left front, the driver's side front fender is the only thing I have not hit.
What works out?
You know, I love that commercial. I don't know what commercial, who it's for or whatever, but, you know, the guy says, and to all those people out there who, you know, done this, that, and the others, and believe that, you know, they can buff it out or whatever, these are mostly buff it out kind of little things, although one on the back trunk is a little more than buff out.
finally put him back out to work. I talked to a guy last week, and he said he had to get out of the house so his wife would quit coming up with projects. He had retired. He had to get back into his business instead of letting somebody else worry about it so that he'd get out of the projects that the wife came up with.
XP Friday. Deb wants to talk to you guys, but she's kind of got Mike fried. Would you talk to her and let me sit back and observe?
Get in here with us, man. We're rough. We're tough. We're crude. And we're just plain silly.
Oh, you were cracking me up.
That's between you and her. I'm just a third party. She's my wife, and she's got Mike fright, and I'm trying to break her from it. So y'all do what you guys got to do, because she's got the mic in her hand. KQ4HXB Friday.
KG4GFU for whatever you want it for.
Earl's too busy fighting Sheba for that sandwich that he just, that Dagwood he just made, KK4FTU.
Sheba and Marge. Yeah, you know, I opened my dad's shop back up, and I came home one day, and she was sitting in the kitchen floor. I mean, it broke my heart.
It pretty well breaks mine right now. We're all KG4GFU.
She was definitely part of the family.
When my little dog died, she was diabetic. And for about 6 months, I treated her with shots every day. And, but, you know, I just kind of kept dragging her down. And then one day I knew she was going to die, and we were in the living room here, her and I, on a late night. I decided I was just going to stay right there with her. And the wife and I always had this little thing we did. We'd say, "Holly, time to go to bed. Mom and Daddy love you." "Yes, we do." And so I said that, and you didn't see any response out of her for an hour or more before that. And I said that, and she jumped up, cried out, and fell back down to the floor dead.
Crazy, you know. To know you do this, I walked in. Sheba, you know, everybody knows Sheba. She was a mascot, and you know, I came home and she was in the kitchen floor, facing the door, and she was done.
You come through the door.
He made it and had everything done. I told Dad, if anything happens to me before her, just mix our ashes together.
Out there, literary guys have read Homer, book Homer, the Iliad of Homer, excuse me. In this book, you know, he goes through all these different trials and tragedies and tests and things to get back home from the war with Greece. And, when he gets home, and he's been gone for 20 years, when he gets home, his dog had been waiting and waiting and waiting for him to get home. And she recognized him from a long distance, and she ran out to greet him, and she fell at his feet dead. And to me, that is just one of the most vivid pictures I can think of from literature, seeing that dog running its heart out to meet him and falls dead at his feet.
What truth to that. You know, I love my dog. I bought him when she was 8 weeks old, and, you know, she was right there. We'd go camping, and if I walked out of her picture, she was whining. But, you know, we had to deal with it.
I would 100 times. It may hurt like heck, but I'd get another one 100 times.
I think Deb's got something to say. Thank you for it. Checks me, my wife, Deb, third party.
We've looked for another king. I did, but I catch myself looking for the same coloring as Sheba. And, yeah, they're like $2,500. And it's not so much the money. I just haven't found another one that even looks similar to Sheba. And I guess that's the wrong thing to do.
You know, even if you matched her to every fleck of hair, the curve of her snout, the length of her tail, and whatever else, she ain't going to be Sheba. She's not going to be Sheba. You just got to live with that and understand that it's going to be the dog that it is with you, and it'll be a great dog. You can't replace Sheba. Don't even try. You may like the breed, and that's fine. Go ahead with the breed, but otherwise, just look for one, and you'll know. It'll tug at your heart.
Was loyal. She was definitely Earl's dog, but she, you know, I know she loved me. When she was with me, she was with me. But you're right. The next one could be better.
With that, I just figure each one is going to be different. They're going to be themselves. They're going to be the very best of themselves that they can be. And, you know, as I look back over our last dogs of the last 10 years or whatever, or 20 years, you know, they were all different. They were all great in their own way. And I just couldn't match any one up against another. And so the last dog we had, when we first got her, I did not like her. I wanted to get rid of her. But Revival Day, I absolutely loved that dog, you know. That was one that, you know, jumped up and cried out. But anyway, KG4GFU for those who just cannot keep track of their letters or the alphabet.
KG4HXB Friday. Dev doing the three party.
You, yeah. John, there's a lot of truth in that. Each one has their own little quirks and their own little things that pull at our heartstrings.
That's right. And when I get another one, it'll be different again. And that's good. You know, if it took me 67 years to learn that, that's a good lesson to learn right there. It goes the same with people.
But you know what? I've been thinking about buying me about 10,000 Chihuahuas. Because, you know, they are bad to the bone if you piss them off. So, you take 10,000 Chihuahuas running against everybody, they're going to eat their legs off.
We could buy 10,000 Chihuahuas, take them to Washington, D.C., and not Washington, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and turn them loose there and let them get rid of all the riffraff. Taking over the capital.
Get for it, takes me. Here's Deb.
Deal's plan. I love it.
And frankly, there'd be a lot of poops all over the place. But it wouldn't be from the dogs, it'd be from the Democrats. I gotta run to the kitchen and get me some more ice water. KG4, GFU.
More than's already there, John. KK4FTU.
KK4FTU, KK4HXB. Yeah, you ain't seen bad, baby, but it's coming. These people are gonna do whatever they wanna do to try to throw a monkey wrench in the next coming.
Don't say it can't get any worse because they keep proving me wrong.
I'm going to switch mics and see if I can get my boom mic up. When I key down, my radio's cutting off and going blank.
Nothing else, KK4FTU.
I am. I don't know if this will help or not, but I've got a FT 950 and it works perfect with a stock mic. And I ordered a amplified desk mic from MFJ, and I had to pay $19 for the mic cord to go to the 950. Supposedly, you can send them $19 and you can get a mic cord that'll fit Olenco, Yaesu, Icom, Kenwood, you name it. And that mic, I had a TS-440. That mic, I ordered the cable for it. The mic would work on the cable, but when I put the cord on it for the Yaesu, when I key up, it killed my radio. It's in the wiring in the plug that goes into the radio. I've been going to take this one out of the park and see if I can get a schematic from MFJ and rewire the plug on it. That might help. K4OIM for ID.
You're back. The ST950, or can I know? What did that one come after? Do you remember what radio? It wasn't the 920, was it?
I bought this one off of the guy that calls the net on Friday night for the Ole Miss net. It's a contesting radio. It's way more radio than I need. It ain't got but 7 knobs on it. But it's got, I think I counted 66 push buttons. And one, you can push one button, and that one knob does about 3 different things. And then you push another button, and it'll do about 5 different things. I ain't had this thing about 5 months, and I can't figure it out. It's got the split frequencies and all that built-in keyer antenna tuner and all that stuff. Real nice radio. It's a big radio.
And I don't know if I keep somebody or not. Now my mind is confusing me. Kenwood or Yaesu, did you say?
It's a Yaesu.
Okay, so there was another party in there. Go ahead.
4RQO, I was out there calibrating my antenna. Best I could do was a flashlight and old compass used to dial in satellites. Hopefully we got this thing fixed.
100% there, but it's a lot better. It is a lot better. Still got white noise with you, but nothing's popping out on you or anything like that anymore.
Bumped it back a couple of degrees. Maybe we'll clear all of it up there.
We're fine, so just hang on in here, buddy, Cody. And Deb has been in there. I don't know if you've been listening or not, but Earl's wife, Deb, has been in here. And then I think the last fellow that was in here was OIM. Is that correct? About the 950. What was your fallen name again? I just missed
it. Brand new solar panel I had sitting out there on the deck. That wind's about to blow everything away. I'm the net control station on this frequency here on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And we've been having a lot of problems with squirrels getting into the transformers and knocking the power out. And I just went and got me some solar panels, and I switched my whole station over to solar now. But, man, we got a lot of wind up here on Lake Bowen and Inman.
What was your first name again? I just missed it.
Oh, it's Walt.
Hey, Walt. Okay. Yeah, I think I've even checked in with you once or twice. I just haven't been very radioactive of late. But good to hear you in here tonight.
The net on Tuesday night, after I close the net out and send my net report in, I have a round table for... it started out to help the new hams that just got their technician And man, this ended up helping the guys get the general and get their extra. It's worked out really, really good. We've helped a lot of people. I mean, I don't know everything. I've been into this since 1977, 76. And we got some real smart guys that stick around for the round table that helps explain antennas and radios, computers, grounding, and all of that. It's worked out pretty good. But I've had a bad throat infection for about 5 weeks now, and finally got a doctor that's helping me. This past Tuesday night was the first time I'd been able to call the net in 2 weeks, but he used to be Mike's here. I wouldn't get on here and talk. Didn't bother me to get on HF on CW, but boy, when I volunteered to be the Tuesday night NCS, that sure changed K4 OIM back to whoever's turn it is.